Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. This week, we have another story from Marshall Brickeen, who you'll find on Medium.com and Amazon.com. And here is Sick Chick. "She needs to go to the doctor now," my wife repeated.
"She's not going to the doctor," I laughed.
"I'm serious. If she doesn't see a doctor soon, she might die."
"Sometimes that happens."
Allie looked at me in horror and fury. I was trying hard not to laugh. For very different reasons, neither of us could believe we were having this conversation. "Are you telling me," my wife asked in a very slow, consider your response carefully tone, "that you honestly don't care if she dies?"
"I do care."
So much for the honesty part. Allie glared at me.
"I'm just telling you that chickens don't live as long as humans."
So much for the not laughing part. Allie gasped.
"And sometimes it's just time for a bird to die."
So much for the possibility of sex tonight. Allie growled.
"And," I added, "we can buy a new one for a few bucks, right?"
My wife marched outside and picked up one of our hens. Allie selected the lethargic bird that was laying in the dirt. That was probably the sick one, but I wasn't completely sure. I had stopped paying attention to the conversation shortly after it started. I don't allow myself to pay attention to the chickens. If I acknowledge the 5 chickens in my backyard, I would have to acknowledge the 5 tons of chicken poop. Then I'd be obliged to deep fry those clucking crap factories. A lot of conflicts in my marriage are avoided by diligently denying the obvious. Allie put the hen in the back of the minivan and drove away fast.
"Is Mommy mad at you?" my 7-year-old asked.
"Of course not, Josie."
"She looks mad."
"That's just her morning face." "Dad," my 9-year-old observed, "it's not morning. We already had lunch."
"That's true, Ricky. Sometimes Mommy's morning face lasts all day, sometimes all weekend."
"I don't understand what Dad means," Josie said to her older sister. "Dad is trying to say that Mom is mad at him, probably for not caring about the sick chicken. But Dad doesn't want to admit that Mom is mad, so he made up that morning face thing. He says a lot of funny stuff like that when he's in trouble."
"I know what you mean," Josie said. "You understand Dad really well."
"Apparently so," I muttered. Allie's ringtone sounded on my phone. I'd recently changed it to a classic song. "It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it."
"Hello, sweetie. How's the bird?"
"The vet gave her some nutrients and drew some blood. They're expediting the blood work."
"That sounds great," I said, thinking, "that sounds expensive."
"It's only $500, Allie sighed. "I'm always freaked out when she reads my mind, though I should be used to it by now."
"Marshall, we can afford to pay $500 to save our pet."
"I know, but what's the cost of a new chicken? Are we really getting the best return on our money here?" Allie was silent for a long time. I could hear her breathing heavily. Maybe something at the veterinary clinic was irritating her allergies.
"Marshall, please get the big plastic dog crate out and put it in the living room. Thank you."
Allie hung up before I could comment or ask her to get me a chicken sandwich on the way home. 2 hours later, she returned with the chicken, which was still alive. "So what's the verdict?" I asked as sympathetically as possible for a guy who just paid 50 times the value of a KFC meal.
"The doctors weren't sure. The blood work looked normal as far as they could tell. Until a few years ago, people never brought sick chickens to the vet. They just ate them. Coincidentally, I cleaned the barbecue while you were out. Their best guess, my wife continued, is dehydration. She's the low hen on the pecking order, and others may have been keeping her from the water. Ah, a mean girl's thing. With chickens instead of Lindsay Lohan, which isn't necessarily a bad substitution. So we just need to give her more water? Why get out the big dog crate? She's too weak to stay warm at night. The coop isn't heated and she could freeze to death. So at night she'll stay in the crate in the garage? For the next few days she'll stay in the crate in the living room 24/7. If she's outside during the day and lying down, the others will peck her to death. Really? Chicken aside? Honey, these 4-pound birds descended from the Tyrannosaurus rex. Our chickens will kill mice, rats, snakes, crows. They will definitely kill each other. They're ferocious. You'd be on the menu too if you weren't 45 times larger than this hen. As Allie set up the chicken in the dog crate, I consulted my phone. Allie was correct on the chicken's dino ancestry, killer tendencies, and the Marshall to chicken weight ratio. I would have commented on her sharp mind if she hadn't just spent $500 to find out that her bird needed water to live. The girls took turns holding the chicken that afternoon and evening. The next morning, nobody was holding the bird when it started clucking at 5 a.m. "Please tell me that chicken is dying," I groaned. "She will be soon if she doesn't quiet down." "She must normally wake up at 5 in the coop," Allie explained. "I put food in her crate. Maybe she'll start eating and quiet down." She didn't. Another 20 minutes of clucking woke up the girls. They wandered into our bedroom in their pajamas. "What's that smell?" Josie asked. "Your mother's new house guest," I replied. "The hen will only be inside for a few more days."
"Unless she dies," Josie whispered.
"We'll see if we get lucky," I shrugged. The next morning, the hen clucked us awake at dawn. The girls marched into our room again.
"I'm tired of waking up on chicken time," Ricky complained. "And the house is starting to stink," Josie added.
"This chicken would be safer outside now," I noted.
"How would the chicken be safer outside?" Allie asked.
"Because I'm about ready to go Colonel Sanders on this bird."
"Marshall, girls, we can't let the bird outside because the others will attack it."
"For how long?" Josie asked.
"Wait a second," Ricky said for me. "Do you mean that because the other chickens are mean, this one has to stay in our house forever?"
"This one has to stay inside for a little while," Allie ventured.
"For how long, Mom? Because this chicken staying inside waking me up and making the house stink is not going to make the other chickens get nicer."
I'm almost always the recipient of my daughter's "you're an idiot" observations. Suddenly, I was on the side of responsibility and common sense. It felt great. I didn't have to defend myself or weather criticism or pretend I didn't hear the conversation. No wonder Allie always looks so calm and confident when we're arguing. I vowed to be in the right more often.
"I'll make the other chickens nicer," Josie announced. "I'll do it." "Yeah," Ricky cheered. "Me too."
"I don't know if you can change chicken behavior," Allie said. "We can try, Mom."
"And we can have fun watching," I added.
That morning, we returned the hen to the backyard. The others rushed toward her, but she held her ground. Ricky and Josie then swatted the mean hens with brooms. That boosted our sick bird's confidence a lot. For the rest of the day, the sick hen strutted around like a mafia don, flanked on each side by a giant broom-wielding enforcer. Our hen marched into the middle of the others. Any chicken who approached within a foot was whacked back 2 yards. Ricky swung her broom like a hockey stick. Josie discovered the birds flew further with a golf swing. By protecting the sick bird, Allie noted as Josie managed a 5-yard chip shot, the girls might injure the other 4. If that happens, I grinned, I'll take the birds to the vet.
Allie laughed nervously. We both knew my vet trip would be a lot faster and cheaper than hers. Luckily, the birds remained uninjured. More importantly, they started to avoid the recovering hen. At dusk, all five chickens entered the coop without incident. That evening, Allie checked on them, and all five appeared to be roosted peacefully. The next morning, the girls grabbed their brooms and hurried into the backyard.
"I think the chickens are back to normal," I said. "They're not fighting, and the sick hen is healthy and safe. You can go do something else."
"I'd rather stay here and protect her," Ricky said, taking a few practice swings with her broom.
"Me too," Josie grinned. "If I protect a little bit faster, I think I can hit the mean ones over the fence."
I'm thrilled to announce the Does This Happen to You series is now featured Tuesdays on Tribulation Saints Podcast Radio. I've included a link in my show notes. Several podcasts per day, one is sure to ring your bell.